youth and young adults, bringing you a podcast mini today. My name is Jen, Pastor Luke's wife, and here to just bring you a few moments to encourage and challenge you today. We did a new song yesterday at church. If you were with us on Sunday, we introduced a song by Elevation, and it was called All of the Sudden. And this song has really gotten me thinking lately about just the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the way that He will all of a sudden show up, all of a sudden speak to our hearts, all of a sudden encounter us in our lives. And it was making me think about the all of the suddens I've had in my walk with the Lord. Some big all of a sudden moments, some more simple all of a sudden moments. But as believers, we have this person called the Holy Spirit that is with us all the time. In fact, when Jesus was finishing his ministry here on the earth, he said, "It's good that I go because I'm leaving one better than me." He was going to gift his disciples. He was going to gift every believer the person of the Holy Spirit, which means God is with us everywhere we go. He fills us. He empowers us. He encounters us. And so as we were singing the song, All of a Sudden, and the lyrics are all about how the Holy Spirit just in a moment can meet you. You know, you might be in a drought and the Spirit of God will come upon you and strengthen you and fill you. All of a sudden, God can show up in awesome ways. And so as I was listening to this song over and over to prepare it for Sunday, God's really been using it to cause me to reflect on the suddenly moments I've had in my life and the suddenly moments I want to continue to have as a believer. A couple years ago, I was going through, I would call just a really dark, difficult season, a season of just a lot of grief and pain, where even daily it was hard to muster myself up to pray, to seek the Lord, to open the Word, but I'd do it anyways just because I knew that was my lifeline to get me through the valley. And I was reading my Bible one day while I was in this difficult season, and I had an incredible suddenly moment. I didn't know that God was going to meet with me that morning as I was reading the Word. I wasn't prepped for it. I didn't have a expectation in my heart. I just was in my daily Bible reading, and I was reading out of the book of John. And in the book of John, there's the story where Jesus encounters the lame man who's been laying by the pool of Bethesda, and he's been lame for many years, unable to walk. And Jesus walks up to this man and he says, "Do you want to be healed?" And the man began to give excuses, he couldn't get to the pool in time when the waters were stirred. He wanted to be healed, but it just hadn't happened for him yet. And Jesus looks at him again and says, "Do you want to be healed?" And the man confesses, "Yes, I do." And so Jesus tells him to get up, pick up your mat, and walk. And I've read this story many times. I've heard this story in the Bible many times, but God used that scripture to bring a suddenly moment where there I was in a very difficult and challenging, dark season in my life, where I felt the Holy Spirit ask me, "Jen, do you want to be made well?" God was giving me a lifeline, a way out of the darkness and the difficulty that I was experiencing it. Not that He would fix my situation, but He was going to renew my heart and my strength to endure and overcome in that season. And that moment when the Holy Spirit suddenly showed up was just a shift in a transformation, where as I continued to navigate that season that was very challenging, I had a hope. I had a peace and a strength and a confidence that the Lord was with me. I had the spirit of heaviness just break off of me. Whereas the Holy Spirit encountered me in that suddenly moment, it was a game changer. And I wonder if you can think back on times in your life when you've had a suddenly moment where God met with you, where the Holy Spirit quickened a Bible verse to you, or maybe you were in service at church and you had a suddenly moment where the love of God surrounded you, overwhelmed you. I think we all had a suddenly moment when we were saved and gave our hearts to the Lord, where we suddenly realized we needed a Savior, suddenly realized the gift of forgiveness, and suddenly realized that we wanted to surrender our whole life to Christ. As I was thinking about my own suddenlies and the ones I've had in my life, I was thinking about, well, how many times in the Bible did God suddenly appear to someone? Did the Holy Spirit suddenly show up in an unexpected way that caused something powerful to happen? And just in the book of Acts alone, there are so many Holy Spirit suddenly moments. Like in Acts chapter 2, that's when the disciples are gathered in the upper room. And like a rushing wind, it says that suddenly a noise like a rushing wind came, filled the room. And that's when the disciples began to speak in different tongues. That's when there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It was a suddenly moment. They were just gathered together, seeking God together in unity. And suddenly, the Holy Spirit was moving in their midst. Or in Acts chapter 9, this is when Paul was walking along the road to Damascus. And up until this point, Paul was persecuting Christians. Paul was devoting his life to come against those who were believing in Jesus Christ. But there was a suddenly moment where a flash of light came and knocked Paul off of his feet. There was an awakening in his soul where he realized he had been doing it all wrong. He needed to yield his life to Christ. He had a suddenly moment, a catalyst moment that just profoundly shifted the course of his life. Or there's times where the disciples found themselves in prison, like in Acts chapter 12. Peter was there, shackles around his wrist, and then suddenly an angel appeared to Peter, struck him on his side, his chains fell off, and he was able to escape prison. God works in suddenly moments. And as I think about my life and the big suddenly moments I've had, there have also been very simple or subtle suddenly moments where sometimes the Holy Spirit comes in a big, profound way that really marks you, but also I believe that the activity and work of the Holy Spirit in our lives is oftentimes a simple nudge, a soft whisper, a gentle dealing where we can choose to respond to those suddenly moments. And I'll give you an example. Not too long ago, about a week and a half ago, I was in an Uber and making small talk with the driver. And he'd been driving me to my location maybe about 15, 20 minutes in. And all of a sudden, I get this strong impression that I need to tell this man that God loves him. And up until this point, he had been talking about his kids, his family, his career. And it just felt like a really weird way to turn the conversation. But I could not shake this suddenly impression and push from the Holy Spirit that I need to tell this man that God loves him. I wanted to be obedient, and so I kind of awkwardly redirected the conversation and told him, you know, I just want you to know that God loves you, he sees you, he cares about you. This did not lead to a altar call moment for this man. I'm not sure how it was received, but I knew in that moment that there was a suddenly that the Holy Spirit had put on the inside of me that I just needed to share with this man. all the time, the Holy Spirit has suddenly moments for us, not just the big ones. I'm so thankful for the big ones. But I also want to be sensitive to the suddenlies that he has on a day-to-day basis. So as you're listening to this, I just have two questions I kind of want to leave you with. Are you sensing the suddenlies of the Holy Spirit? Are you aware that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you, wants to encounter you, wants to direct your steps on a daily basis? And my second question to you is, are you responding to the suddenlies? Sometimes the Holy Spirit will capture our attention with something wonderful that he wants to speak to our hearts, something that we have been seeking him about, and he will just bring deliverance or bring breakthrough or bring peace. But sometimes those suddenlies are like when I was riding in that Uber, and it causes me to do something that takes me outside of my comfort zone, that stretches me. And perhaps you've heard this phrase before, well, if you're afraid, do it afraid. Just do it afraid. But I would challenge you not to do it afraid, but do it filled. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you in that moment. If he gives you a suddenly request or stirs you to suddenly be courageous, ask him to also fill you with the strength and the courage that you need to be obedient to that suddenly moment. And so let's be believers that as we walk with the Lord, we're faithful to him, we're obedient to his word, we devote our lives and surrender ourselves to him, but we're also very aware that all of the sudden, God can show up in my regular day-to-day. All of the sudden, he can meet me in a valley or a dry season that I'm in, and he can speak a word that brings healing and transformation. All of the sudden, God can get a hold of my heart and cause me to see someone or a situation the way that he sees it. And it's an awesome thing to have a life that's led by the Holy Spirit. It's adventurous. It stretches you. It causes you to not trust in yourself, but trust in him. So my prayer for you, youth and young adults, is that you are living a life that's obedient to the suddenlies that God has for you. Hey, let me remind you today that if you have questions for Pastor Luke or Pastor Aaron, you can email those to lucas@ignited.org or aaron@ignited.org. And they love to take all your questions, and they take time in the podcast each month where they go through your questions and they answer them. They just want to be a help to you, a blessing to you. And this is a great place to just as you're seeking the Lord and figuring out life, Pastor Aaron and Pastor Luke really want to be a help to you. So send in those questions if you have them. Youth and young adults of Cornerstone, have a great day.